Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler. Nice to hear that you saved the best for last, Commissioner Jensen. Tony, are these yours? On page 20, we have a proposal in front of you for consideration in regards to hunting requirements and prohibited methods. If you recall, last year, late in the summer, early fall, we brought forward a recommendation for you, which was adopted as a proposal and put into rule that made a requirement for any elk that was harvested within Custer State Park, for that elk to be submitted to the department, the required samples, and those samples be submitted to our diagnostic lab at SDSU for chronic wasting disease testing. This here is just in addition to that rule, to add the testing of any deer that would be harvested within Custer State Park, to have that same mandatory submission required for deer within the park. Chronic wasting disease is something that has probably been in the news quite a bit recently. We brought forward some action last year in regards to trying to determine a better prevalence rate of chronic wasting disease within Custer State Park, in regards to what, in particular, what Wind Cave had learned from their culled elk that they had observed and documented through their culling process there. We know we have some Wind Cave elk within Custer State Park. Chronic wasting disease is not just an elk disease. It's can affect white-tailed deer, mule deer, elk, and moose, which we don't manage here in South Dakota. But again, this rule would just be to require submissions of any deer within the park. We have some work to do, some details to figure out. You heard Emily mention earlier in regards to the update on the strategic plan that chronic wasting disease and developing a plan, better educating our public and our hunters on that, and potentially moving forward with some other management actions, which might include some other restrictions or rules imposed to better understand. I think that the number one goal, obviously, with chronic wasting disease is to restrict where we currently have it within the state. And right now we have elk, white-tailed deer, and mule deer have been documented in Fall River, Custer, in Pennington County. We had one elk up in Lawrence County, so we're right here in the heart of where we know we have chronic wasting disease from previous testing, and this is just another proactive measure to put in place to try to learn more about the disease within those cervids within the park. And at the July commission meeting, I believe we're going to be coming forward with you with a pretty comprehensive overview of what chronic wasting disease is, you know, background on that information, where we've documented it within the state in the past, you know, concerns and issues of that disease within our cervids here in the state, and then possible management implications moving forward. So I believe there'll be some time set aside at the July meeting to have that conversation. So with that, that's what we have for you to take action on here, and I'd try to answer any questions.
Questions? Do we have any indication on deer?
Within Custer State Park, we have confirmed CWD and deer in the park and around the park here. We're not just singling out the park, but.
This would give us more statistical data to go on more.
It will help us. You know, we have five any deer licenses, 29 any whitetail, and 30 antlerless whitetail. Obviously, not all those hunters will be successful, but it will give us a pretty good sample size to start, you know, set a bar here and start moving forward.
Move approval.
Second.
Okay, moving seconded that we approve this proposal on CWD. Any comments, questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? It's approved. Thank you.
Do you want to end here today or?
Well, maybe we should. What time of the day is it? 10 to 5? Secretary Hepler.
Just to put us on tomorrow, I realize we delayed the snaring, but we have executive committee or executive session we're going to go into, and we have to decide whether you want to do that at 8 o'clock or 7:30, Mr. Chairman, commissioners. We have to go back to go through resolution. We got a whole pile of finalizations, So the two directors tonight, you better think about these information items and which, if any, are going to be on tomorrow. So so I think the choice tonight, and plus 5 o'clock, I thought we're going to go down from the radio, but I think it's 5:15, so we do have a few more minutes. But you, Mr. Chairman, your choice now is you want to have us come back at 7:30 tomorrow when you go into executive session, assuming there's a motion to do that. And then hopefully we'll come out a little after 8 and ready to get on to the day, or you want us to start at 8 o'clock. It's your call.
I'm good with 7:30 if everybody else is. We can.
Sure.
Okay, 7:30 it'll be. And we'll start with an executive session. Then after that, we'll need a resolution. And then we'll come back with the proposal here. And then finalizations. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Thank you. We'll be in recess till tomorrow morning.